I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy fighting continued Friday near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in a Russian-controlled area of eastern Ukraine, a day after experts from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency voiced concerns about structural damage to the sprawling Zaporizhia site. The team of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, braving gunfire and artillery blasts along their route, crossed the front lines to reach the Zaporizhia plant on Thursday in a mission to help safeguard the plant against catastrophe. IAEA Director Rafael Grossi vowed Thursday a continued presence of agency experts.
I worry and I will continue to be worried about the plant until we have a situation which is more stable, which is more predictable. It is obvious that the plant and the physical integrity of the plant has been violated several times, by chance, by deliberation.
The G7 is pledging to move forward with a Russia oil price cap system, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Finance ministers from the group of seven industrial powers want to impose a cap on the price of Russian oil in a bid to limit the Kremlin's revenues and ability to fund its war in Ukraine, while still curtailing the war's impact on energy prices and inflation. The ministers say the cap will bar insurance or shipping companies from helping Russia sell oil at prices above the set limit. The decision follows discussions at the group's summit earlier this year and aims at solving one of the vexing problems with sanctions against Russia. Global oil prices have risen on fears of restricted supply, which has only fattened the Kremlin's take. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Argentinians woke to some unease Friday after an attempted gun attack on their high-profile vice president that, barring a malfunction, could well have killed her. The assailant pointed a loaded weapon at Cristina Fernandez outside her central Buenos Aires home from point-blank range, but it failed to discharge. A divisive figure, Fernandez is facing potential corruption charges while president between 2007 and 2015. She denies wrongdoing, and her supporters have rallied in the streets and gathered daily outside her house. The U.S. Justice Department has released a more detailed inventory of what FBI agents found at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate last month. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The inventory reveals the extent to which classified material was kept haphazardly at Mar-a-Lago in boxes and containers mixed with newspapers and clothes. Agents found 43 empty folders marked with classified banners, 28 more labeled return to staff secretary or military aide were also empty. The list does not make clear what may have happened to the documents inside. The department says there was no secure space at the home for sensitive government secrets. It started a criminal probe focused on their presence and efforts to obstruct the investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say planes carrying fresh aid from the United Arab Emirates and Uzbekistan have landed overnight at an airport near Pakistan's capital. Officials said Friday the two flights are part of the humanitarian air bridge established last month after floods wreaked havoc in the impoverished Islamic nation, killing 1,208 people since mid-June. It was the UAE's ninth and Uzbekistan's first flight carrying relief goods. Recapping our top story, heavy fighting continued Friday near Europe's largest nuclear power plant in a Russian-controlled area of eastern Ukraine, a day after experts from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency voiced concerns about structural damage to the sprawling Zaporizhia site. The team of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, braving gunfire and artillery blasts along their route, crossed the front lines to reach the Zaporizhia plant on Thursday in a mission to help safeguard the plant against catastrophe. IAEA Director Rafael Grossi vowed Thursday a continued presence of agency experts. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.